Today, the second annual Bay Area Black History Month luncheon was held at the Weston Harbor Island in Tampa. Governor Charlie Crist spoke at the fundraiser for the United Negro College Fund. According to its 2006 statistical report, the United Negro College Fund supports 65,000 students, including nearly 6,000 in Florida. Floridians contributed more than $3 million to the fund in 2006, and Governor Crist applauded the amount that was donated Friday.
We're here to raise money for young people, and you've done a great job today. I just found out from the chairman, you raised over $120,000 today at this luncheon. A record. Congratulations.
Crist listed several important African Americans throughout history, including Norbert Reliéau, who invented an improved way to refine sugarcane. Crist has promoted the production of ethanol from sugarcane as a way to reduce greenhouse gases, even though a study published in the journal Science last week said that the use of ethanol could nearly double the greenhouse gas emissions as compared to the gasoline it would replace.
Sugar, as you know, is a major industry in our state, continues to be, and I'm very hopeful, a major industry in the production of ethanol in our near future. At the time, he probably had no idea that we would be using this sugar as an alternative to energy today. In fact, I'll share with you again that the vehicle they drive me around in Tallahassee, is powered by ethanol. And that's making Florida more green, and we owe that to this great American.
Crist, who has endorsed Republican presidential frontrunner John McCain, encouraged everyone to vote in the 2008 elections and alluded to the possibility that Senator Barack Obama has a chance to become the country's first African-American president.
This is an election year. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. This is not a political event. But I will ask you to vote. And I will remind you that in this historic year, we're going to have some historic elections. And what happens and what has already happened during this campaign season relates to what we're here about today. And it tells you that anybody can run for and become president of the United States of America.
Money raised in Florida by the United Negro College Fund stays in the state to support students at three member colleges, Bethune-Cookman, Florida Memorial, and Edward Waters. Gwen Miller, chair of the Tampa City Council, congratulated the donors for helping to enhance the quality of education to United Negro College Fund recipients.
We are also helping to continue a commitment that is dedicated to enhancing the quality of education for those who may be less fortunate than we are. Ladies and gentlemen, when you assist in enhancing someone's education, we can be sure that their lives are being enhanced way ahead of us.
WMNF spoke with some of those who attended the luncheon to find out why they support the United Negro College Fund. Linda Bruden is Senior Acquisition Specialist for Alliant Test Systems, or ATK, in Clearwater.
The benefit of the United Negro College Fund has always been in my heart and my mind ever since Lou Rawls was a part of getting it started many, many moons ago and since has gone on. But, you know, what he has developed for the mind of all students to go forth, set a precedence in the country, not just only for blacks, but for all diverse cultures that could take advantage of this funding that is available to them. It's an opportunity that needs not to ever be missed by a child who's interested in the betterment of themselves.
Jerome Coleman also works with ATK. He said he would hate for young people to miss out on education to better their lives.
The United Negro College Fund is very important, not only just for Negroes, but for everybody. You know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and for a young person to have the opportunity to better him or herself is something that is needed. And the United Negro College Fund gives that opportunity to qualified Negroes who would like to go to college, and really African Americans. It's something not only that we can focus on for African Americans, but for all people, but and they're able to take advantage of those opportunities that are out there.
Carolyn Tinglin is a registered nurse and is the area supervisor for Suncoast Home Care.
It really helps to focus on disadvantaged kids and really place them in a platform where they can actually get an education, better themselves. And education's not just for the getting the piece of paper that says that you've got this degree and you're qualified to do things. It really is also the experience of going to college, learning how to interact with other people, learning about the arts, basically learning how to grow up and be an adult and contribute to society.
Sandra Helen Wilson is a professional educator at Hillsborough Community College and a retired Hillsborough County Commissioner.
I think everybody in America who wants to have liberty and justice for all should get behind opportunities for education. My great concern is that the time will come that the people who are regarded as the least will not be able to get in the open door, and that's going to change the face of America.
Florida needs to do a better job of funding higher education, Wilson said.
Well, I certainly think it should be a priority, because the stronger the educational base or the level of functioning of your residents, the better off society is going to be. I don't know how we think that we can progress when you have a significant number of people who just don't have the opportunity to improve their lives. So while you're establishing other priorities, clearly it seems to me that education should be one.
To learn more about the United Negro College Fund, visit uncf.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.